The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Bishop E.A.T. Saki is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as a resident bishop of the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Saki as he ministers the infallible word of God.
Romans 10:17 therefore says that our faith will come by hearing the good news of God. Amen. So as people share the word of God, share their testimonies, our faith is increased. Amen. When you read the book of Hebrews 11, it talks about the Abraham, the Abel, the Sarah. Their testimonies are the ones that have urged you and I on. Hallelujah. So we are going to continue the testimony campaign, and today we are blessed with two in one. So help me welcome one of our sisters here, Nana Ansuma. Nana Ansuma, to bless us with, listen, brief but powerful. Brief. Very soon I'll be holding the mic myself, so that when you go beyond, I take the mic. But please clap for her. Man of God, I like this one. Let me use this one.
Good morning. Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. In the day when I cried out, you answereth me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Today my testimony may be a bit irregular, you know. I'm not getting married, I'm not having a baby, I am not getting a car or money or something like that, but I am hoping that this short testimony will be and something encouraging to somebody. I grew up in a very good family, you know. There's money, there's things were good generally. But about 10 years ago, things started going down, like things just took a nosedive, and it hasn't gotten better till today. But in 2008, I went to church. I mean, my family, they took us to church. We went to church and everything. But I realized that it was just a ritual. I didn't even know till 2008, after I completed school. And I went to church. And one usher pissed me off. And I nearly walked out of church, but my little cousin, like Naaman, she said, Nana, let's just go. And that was a turning point. I went after service. The pastor said, those who wanted to be born again. I didn't see myself as wanting to be born again, but he said a second call. He said, those who wanted to rededicate their lives to God. And the Holy Spirit caught me forward. And since then, I thought, yay, I've given my life to God. I am on a good path. I didn't know that it was going to be the beginning of a wilderness in my life. When I was in school, I heard somebody say that Obiye school 4 years only a Juma, and then I thought that person is not serious. But I never knew that God was gonna double mine. For 7 years, I was jobless. Like, I looked for a job. I think of anything that I could do. Sometimes I would sell. I would hawk things on my head. I'm sure that I have gone for probably like 50 interviews, and you would go, and it's not about your certificate, it's not about nothing. You don't
say that again. 50 interviews. Say it
well. I have gone for about 50 interviews. I'm sure I didn't count. Maybe if I did count, it would probably be more than that. You would go, and sometimes they would make fun of you. They would, and I felt that, Daddy, I am getting a better relationship with you. I have gotten to the point where I am working for you. I am serving you. Like, I mean, I can say all the verses. Think of all the verses. Oh, the righteous will not be forsaken. Okay, hands that do not work, do not eat. I can think of verses to tell him. But he's just giving me a blank. And in 2011, I came back after, I mean, school. Everything was just chaotic in my family. Everybody, my dad is somewhere. My mom is somewhere, separated. Everything is just catastrophic. So I didn't want to come back home, but somehow I came back. In 2011, I was just tuning in, and then I love Hillsong, so I just heard the song, and then next thing I knew, somebody was preaching, and I loved the sermon, you know. But the next day, I missed it, but a couple of weeks over, fast forward, it was, he said he's called Bishop Ieti Saki, he's somewhere, fast forward, I ended up in Kodesh. And then when I went, in May 2011 till today, I thought, okay, wow. And Bishop loves me, and I love you too, Daddy. And I thought, wow, I know the Bishop. I know, you know, good pastors. Things didn't get better. I mean, they got worse. You would come to church, you would hear the sermon, your faith is umped like 2005, but you just go home, and the trouble is facing you. You just go home, and nothing is still happening. And you would think that in the course of it, sometimes when you're unemployed, you're not married, people have the chance to just tell you anything. People get they feel like they're in a position to just say anything to you. There were times when I was hungry, let me not talk about hungry, like thirsty. I don't even have 20 pesos to buy. Like, I'll go to my neighbor's house and I'll go and beg like for sachets of water to come to my house to drink. There were times when most of my classmates, when they see me, they just go, you've lost so much weight. And I say, I don't have food to eat. And they laugh, but that is really it. I don't have food. I don't have water to drink. Like, it's just one thing after another after another. And then, you know, Bishop tells us that God is not just a recorder. He's a rewarder. God will bless us anyway. We come to the point, I mean, we see so many people in church and they have testimonies and we think, yeah, right. They have a car, they have a house. And so, but I'm standing here today in the midst of the storm. I named my dog Isaiah 43. So people come to my house. Who is that? I said, it's my dog. Why? Because God said, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. Through the fire, it will not set you ablaze. God could have said, you will not pass through the fire. He could have said so many things, but he said that in the midst of it, I have cried, I have fasted, I have prayed, I have wept for God. In the midst of it, I'm not seeing what I think that I want to see, but there's joy, and there's peace, and there's strength that I don't know. You can ask me, but I don't know where the strength comes from. And after 7 long years of searching and searching, last year, before the end of the year, I got a job. I don't know how, but I got a job, and the choir said the testimony. God kept me, and he's still keeping me. I may not see the things that I feel like I want to see, but God has taken me to a place where he's first in my life. Sometimes we blame Esau for selling his birthright, but you have never been hungry. You've never gotten to the point where you have to sell your birthright. And that is when you have to come to the crossroads where you choose between God and you choose between the world. Fresh Breeze always sings that in a world where wrong seems right, we've gotten to the place where wrong seems right. The people tell me, people like you, Nana, you don't have a position in society. Why? You're always going to church, you're always praying. But that same person, one day, a situation came and he said, Nana will do it because she's afraid of God. She can do this. So we may be in difficulty, but choose God above everything else. He will come through for you. In Jesus' name.
She has a law. I have to summarize and re-summarize and re-summarize. I mean, when you look at her, she looked pechepe. That's what she was, very good. But what she has gone through, you can easily do something wild just to survive. He's got, I mean, the father and mother separated. The sister has gone out of the house for 7 years. They don't know because of pressure. And you know, it's a fine girl, late guys, but God kept her. That is what she wants to say. Clap for our Jesus. Clap for our Jesus. To encourage you, she can go on, Nana. Let's summarize for the sake of Bishop has to preach. Come on, let's give the Lord another clap offering. God will come through for you. Amen. Because of time, otherwise. All right, I have two in one. Please, that one, to make it brief for me. Without wasting my time, let's welcome Pastor Matthew and Moses. Please clap for them. God is still in the business of doing miracles. This is our month of spiritual emphasis and miracles. Believe it, and it will come through for you. Amen. Please welcome Moses. Encourage him. Encourage him. First of all, make it brief for me. Yes, please. Brief and powerful.
Hallelujah. I would like Moses to speak first, then I'll take up from there. Moses.
Praise Allah. My name is Moses. Some time ago, I was invited in this church by my friends called Albert. When I came to this church, I observed the service for the first time. Then this book was given to me by a lady in this church. When they called for the first time, I didn't go. And they called for those who want to be born again, I didn't go. But as I was going outside, I saw a lady. Then I asked for one of these books. She told me that she was going to get me one. Then she gave the book to me. After that, I went home. I read the book. Then my friend Abba, he is a shepherd. When he is going to the pastor's house for meeting, he always encouraged me to go with him. So I read the book. The title is How to Become a Strong Christian. When I read the first page, then I asked myself, is this book, the title, I use it to ask myself, am I really a strong Christian? Am I doing the will of God? Then I sit down and read the book. When I read the book, I read the first page, which tells us that if you want to be a strong Christian, you have to be a steadfast Christian, you have to be gentle, you have to be holy. Then that time I look at my life, that's not the life I was living for God. I was like, the life I was living a reckless life. I just recklessly, my hairstyle, the hairstyle I was using. I think some of you, when I came to this church, there's a guy that saw me with avatar hair. I need to spray my hair, wear clothes that is not worthy of God. But then I decided I have to change. Yes. And when I was coming from Liberia, what brought me meaning in Ghana is music. Because they told me that music in Ghana is more generally upgraded. Then I decided to come to Ghana. I come to Ghana, I give the money to my guy to do a song for me. Because he is a sound engineer. The guy ate the money. The first song he did for me, the track didn't come out well. Then I asked myself, is this the way that God wants me to live or not? Then, after I read this book, I said, I have to change my mind. I will either sing for God than to sing for the world. Yes. Then, I came and I told Pastor that I have changed my mind. I want to sing for God. So, but then again, I read the book again. Then I saw a Bible verse that the Lord said, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you. Then you have to go into the world and be fruitful and breathe for me. Then I said, what am I doing for the Lord? It's not the music. Then I said, I have to join the shepherds. Then when I told my pastor said, you are welcome. We'll be praying along with you. So now I'm a shepherd, as you said. I wanted to present the song, but it is already late. And now the song that I'm doing Christian song now. I'm no more doing worth this song. So I'm singing for God now.
Let's clap for him. He became one. He had wild hairstyle, wild dressing, but the book, when he came to church, changed him. And now he's singing for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Pastor.
Hallelujah. So, Reverend has said it all. So now Moses does gospel songs. He wanted to give just two lines about what he does now. Just two lines. Moses, just two lines.
Yeah. The Lord saved me. I'm grateful for that. Where would I be if the Lord had not saved me? He died on the cross and paid the price for me. Look at the blood he shed for me. My peers have been taken away. I'm proud to say Jesus lived. Without Jesus, there's no life.
Wow. Let's keep our hands together for Moses. Hallelujah. I think what he said, we all understood it. I don't need to re-emphasize. But I have a testimony. How God saved my sheep. There's a certain lady that came to church. She's called Nadia. And she lives very far from my area. I believe Pastor Isaac Sapon, the first day she came here, deep fished and took a number. And he gave the number to me. I called her the following Sunday and I bused her to church. According to her schedules are too tight that she cannot come. The Sunday we keep long in church too much, so she cannot come to church. So for about 2 months, she was not coming. I was there one day when she called me to say, Pastor, today I want to come and join the bus to go to church. And I told her, I thought you said you are joining a local church close to you so that you could save time. He said, today I want to come to the church. So when she came to church, I decided that day that I will go and visit him. Maybe because none of the pastors have visited her, she's behaving that way. So I followed her to her house. Not knowing, it wasn't for her. When I went, I met her brother, Peter. Peter, are you here? Please, if you're here, walk close to this, to the pulpit. I went, and when I went, I met this brother of hers called Peter Nyaku. What happened was that I was interacting with the family, with the mother, and I realized that he goes to church. He goes to one wild church. I don't want to mention the name. And I asked him whether he was born again. He doesn't know what it means to be a born again Christian. He was going to church. He was doing all whatever he has to do, but no, not born again. That very night, I led him to Christ, and he gave his life to Christ. Not the story didn't end there. I brought him to church the following day. I went straight to his house to pick him. And Nadia also joined. He came for the first week. He came for the second week after church. I made him join the media. Last Sunday, when it was around 10 o'clock, I was going around bringing people. I called a sister. The sister told me that Peter doesn't want to go to church today. I said, what is it? I'm driving straight to the house. It's very far from my house. So I drove straight to his house and I met him. And I asked him, Peter, are you going to church? He said, it doesn't feel like. I said, no, go and dress and let's come to church. So he went, put something on, brush his hair. We drove all the way. When he got here, normally when he gets to the gate, what I do is that I'll drop all the people in my car for them to come to church whilst I go on to go and pack. But on that day, I told Peter that, Peter, don't go. I would like to walk with you because I wanted to share something with him. I don't know. So we packed the usher said we should repack. So he was still in the car. As soon as I got down from the car, at that time, it is Communion Sunday, so I had not worn my coat. So I gave my coat to him, tried to dress up. As soon as he held the coat, he said, my back. He fell, collapsed, right at the old tent where we used to have the tent. Peter has collapsed and he was not moving. Somebody had gone to the house to bring him in the church. That day, I knelt on beside him and I cried to God. Just at the split of the minute, Peter opened the eye. I sent for Lady Pastor Rosemary. So she came there to witness what was going on. She asked us to rush him to the hospital. On our way, he went blind again. In the car, we were praying. When he got to Weja, he gained consciousness again. So we get to the hospital. Today, Peter is here with us. We are giving glory to God for what he has done, saving my sheep and bringing him back to church. We bless God. Amen. I would like to welcome, my brother is in church. He lives in Abuja and he works with the French embassy. I don't know what he's doing here today. He's in town and he's here with the wife. George, you're welcome. God bless you.
Wow. Please, let's clap for these wonderful guys. God bless you. God bless you. Can you imagine? You've gone to bring a soul. to come to church and their soul collapses and dies in church. Supreme Court cannot judge us, but Jesus made it. Amen. I want to encourage you. Your testimony will help somebody. Your testimony will energize somebody. Let's testify unto the Lord and bless his holy name. God bless you. At this time, welcome the fresh breeze to bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Been a Christian for so many years, serving the Lord and working in the church. Now I have a greater passion to love my Lord. God made the sun, the moon, and the stars. God is so great, yet it seems so far. When I talk to him, it seems that he doesn't even hear.
How can I love God whom I cannot see? This is my dream, the goal of my life.
So take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. All my days I give to thee. To love you, Lord, is the great command. Lord, I want to love you more. Fall in love with you so deep. Lord, show me how to love you more. I don't want to serve
take my life. Come on. Come on, lift your two hands to the Lord. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this fantastic morning. We appreciate you and love you. Grateful to you for this privilege and opportunity we have to serve you and to love you. Show us how to love you more. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Right, just a few minutes that we have. I'd ask us to turn our Bibles to John chapter 14. John chapter 14, find the scripture and let's read together. From verse 25, or rather 23, let's read the words of Jesus. I want us all to read it out loud and clear. Shall we go? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Verse 24. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which he hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. Verse 25. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. Read it out loud. Verse 26, loud and clear. Disturb everybody apart from yourself. Shall we go? But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart, verse 28, I go away and come again unto you. If you loved me, you would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. 29. Verse 30. Hereafter, I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. We're actually looking for just one verse of scripture here, but I made us read this long thing so that we can get the text out of the context. Right. All right. I'm just sharing with you for the next 15 minutes or so, and then we close. But I want to thank God for every one of us here today. Can I have an amen? God is a gracious God, and I appreciate your coming, your serving, your loving, your working in the church and making the church work. Every day the church is getting more and more beautiful. Am I not speaking the truth? Amen. And it's a blessing to keep working for him. Verse 26. You know, last week I started talking to you about the Holy Spirit. Were you here last Sunday? If you are not here, say ouch. Or the fancy version of ouch is aj. What a shock. Right. But we're talking about the influence of the Holy Spirit, amen, on a person, and how the Holy Spirit intends to affect or must affect every aspect of our lives. Somebody say amen. Are you still here? Right. Now, this week, just as an interjection, we're going to have, we're fasting every day up to 3 o'clock. This week, we're going to meet every evening from 5 p.m. till about 8 p.m. Every good Christian should be clapping with this announcement. So if your neighbor didn't clap, suspect him whether he's a Christian. What a shock. So we are meeting in the spirit in the mornings, 4 to 6. And in the evening, we are meeting in the flesh here from 5 to 8. Did you get the message? So we meet in the mornings, we are meeting from 4 to 6. We are waking ourselves up, praying, and praying more for the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. We need his guidance. We need his influence in our lives. Amen. We need him to direct our paths. So we are praying more for the Holy Spirit. Everybody must participate. Tell your neighbor, participate. Anyway, everybody must be part of what is happening. Join in the time of praying. Wake up and pray. Don't lie on bed and put the pillow on your head and attempt your praying when you are snoring. What a shock. Are you there? And in the evening, we'll be meeting and praying. Amen. Right. And pastor is going to lead prayer. All of us are going to lead and pray and pray and believe God for more of the Holy Spirit. Say amen. Because you see, for us to see a certain type of grace on our lives, we need more of the Holy Spirit. You know, we're going to look at this verse in a minute, but I was preaching somewhere last night, yesterday in another church, and in the evening, and I shared this scripture from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Look at it. In the beginning, I'm sure we all know it. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. Now look at verse 2. Verse 2. The earth was what? Without form and void. Are you there? And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. Now listen. When the there's no influence of the Holy Spirit, three things are clear. When the Spirit of God is not there, Bible says that the earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the earth. Three signs of the absence of God and His Spirit. The Bible tells us there's no form or shapeless. Your life is shapeless without the Holy Spirit. Somebody say amen. Your life lacks direction without the Holy Spirit. Your life is without form, without the Holy Spirit. Because the earth was without form. When they say somebody is without form, the person has lost the shape. You see what I'm saying? You know, many men want to marry a lady with a shape. You're looking at me. I'm talking to you. You want a shape. Either Coca-Cola or guitar shape or pear shape or what? Not canned Coke. You want bottle Coke, not canned Coke. What a shock. Canned Coke doesn't have a shape. But bottled Coke has shape. What a shock. That is somebody with shape. When you lose your shape, that is why women wear a lot of things to show the shape. I'm saying something. Yeah. You see the contours. You don't need a contour around a man. A woman needs the contours. Do you understand? She has shape. But the Bible says that the earth was without shape. It was formless because the Spirit of God had not taken over. You see, your life, your future, your decision, your marriage, your life is without shape without the presence of the Holy Spirit. Say, preach, Bishop. I'm preaching to you. You lack direction. Sometimes, you know, as Pastor Matthew was giving this testimony about this singer, this musician, his life was without shape. Shapeless life, formless life. Void means empty. Empty life. Trying to be happy but wasn't working out until he met God. May God change your life completely in the name of Jesus. Are you there? Formless. I bless God for the fact that in our church we have a lot of youth, young people. You are at the age where your life can be shaped. I'm preaching. You are at the stage of your life where you can have shape in your life. Because at a certain age, you have crossed the line. It's too difficult, you see, to be shaped. When you plant, when you transplant a grown tree, a tree that is 7 years old, or 12 years you transplant it, it's not likely to flourish. But when that tree was just a few months old, you can pick it up and transplant it, and it will grow well. May God transform your life in the name of Jesus. Am I talking to anybody here? Many people don't have shape. Many people have lost direction. They don't have form. But as the Spirit of God broods over your life will take a different direction. You will have reason to live. Am I talking to anybody here? How many people who have wanted to commit suicide? Look, as this gentleman who came forward to give testimony about maybe he would have died in his house if he had not brought him to church. He was about to collapse, but somehow God sent somebody to his life so that he collapsed in front of somebody who knows how to pray. And we can also advise. Because can you imagine if everybody had come to church and he said, I won't come, I'll stay home. You may go and find him dead in his room. Because nobody will be there. And he locked himself 3 days. That could have happened. That could have happened. So it is not, you see, the fact that he even, God sent somebody, listen to me. That is why you shouldn't resist when you are invited to church. It may be for your salvation and for your own life. Clap your hands for the Lord. My prayer for everybody here, that your life will take a shape. There will be a shape. There will be reason to live. I met young people. At least two of my classmates in school have gone mental. Met one of them years back. when I finished school and I was working as a lawyer, I met one of them. He was very intelligent, but he left God out of his life, and his life became shapeless. Started smoking weed. He started doing all sorts of things, but he went completely out of control. Nobody could talk to him, but his life was without form and void. Many lives are void. Many lives are empty. Many lives have no direction. But the earth was without form and void. You think guests can satisfy you? Guests can never satisfy you. Sex can never satisfy you. I'm preaching. Men can never satisfy you. There will still be emptiness in your life if you don't have God. You may have all the men in the world. You can have all the ladies, slim ones, fat ones, tall ones, short ones, but your life will still be void without God. I'm preaching. I said I'm preaching. Are you here today? You can drive the best of cars, but cars don't satisfy a man. You can live in the poshest area of the city, but your house will not bring any satisfaction. There will still be an emptiness in your life because the earth was without form and void, empty, empty, empty. Nothing can satisfy you. Shoes cannot satisfy you. Clothes cannot satisfy you. Cars cannot satisfy you. Men cannot satisfy you. Women cannot satisfy you. Only God can satisfy your life. Say, preach, Bishop, preach. I'm preaching. You need the Holy Spirit. Are you there? A life without the Holy Spirit, without God, is a life that is formless. A life that is void, and a life full of darkness. Three signs of the absence of God: formless or shapeless, and then emptiness and darkness. Are you there? Emptiness. Shapeless. Haven't you met people, Pastor Roland, who you see like that? What? Look at this guy. Don't you know people like that? That they were moving anyhow. There are people whose parents have dashed them to us. I can't take care of this child. Take care of my child. But after they met God, they begin to go to school. They now want to go on with their lives. They now want to do something because now God has taken over and shape is coming into their life. May your life become shaped in Jesus' name. I'm preaching. Are you there? God is going to help us. God is going to help us. What are the three signs of the absence of God? Shapeless, emptiness, and darkness. Darkness. That is the same. Bible says the earth without form and then was void. And look at the next verse. Verse 2 says, and the Spirit of God brooded over the surface. The Spirit of God brooded, and God said, two things that will change your life: the Spirit of God and the Word of God. What a word. Have you seen it? And the Spirit, look at it, verse 2 again quickly. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the surface of the earth that was shapeless, upon the surface of the earth that was empty, upon the surface of the earth that was full of darkness. The Spirit of God moved. May the Spirit of God move in your life in the name of Jesus. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit took over, the whole earth was shapeless. The whole earth was useless. The whole earth was full of darkness. But the Spirit of God moved. I pray for you tonight. Any part of your life that is out of shape, may the Spirit of God move over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. May the Spirit of God work and work in your life in Jesus' name. Lift your hand and shout amen. I see shape coming to your life. I see you having reason to live again. You will dance again. You will rejoice again. You will laugh again. You will praise God again. Your life will begin to be relevant again. Lift your hand and shout hallelujah. What a word. Are you there? I said, are you there? My Jesus. My Jesus. My Jesus. B Bless God you met Christ at the right time. Bless God you met Jesus at the right time. You know your classmates. You know some of your friends. You know some of you would have been in the mental hospital if it wasn't for the Spirit of God that took over your life. Some of you would have been prostitutes. Some of you would have been armed robbers. But bless God for the Spirit of God that convicted us and took over our lives. Now here we are. Here we are. Praising God. Here we are. Lifting our hands to Him. Here we are. Blessing Him. Here we are. Clapping our hands. Here we are. Loving and serving Him. I'm preaching. The Spirit of the Lord moved. May the Spirit move over your business. May He move over your marriage. May He move over your life. May He move over your education. May He move over your finances. May the Spirit of God move. Are you there? He will move. He will move. The Spirit of God moved. And then when He moved, Bible says that, and God said. You see, it's the Spirit of God and the Word of God combined that make a difference. Bible says that the Spirit of God moved and God said. You need the Spirit of God and the Word of God. The Word of God. Keep coming to church. Keep hearing the Word. Keep listening to the Word. Keep being under the influence of the Word. The Spirit of God will move and the Word of God will create things. And God said, let there be light. Immediately, the darkness went away. I see every darkness dispelling from your life in the name of Jesus. You'll not walk in darkness again. Any dark area of your life. Any dark area of your life. Any dark area. May the Word of God drive out every darkness out of your life. In Jesus' name, your life will shine. Your life will shine. Your light will shine. You'll be the light in your family. You'll be the light among your contemporaries. You'll be the light among your siblings. You'll be the light among your peers. May your light shine brighter and brighter in Jesus' name. You will not fail. You will not fail. You will not fail. God is going to help you. God is going to help you. Everything was out of control. And the Spirit of God moved. And God said, I'm speaking by the Word of God. As I speak, something is being created in your life. Something is taking place. Something is taking place. Are you still here? If you keep reading, we don't have time. But if you keep reading, you'll see how God said, let there be light. And God said, before you realize, it's very formless, shapeless earth. It's not very organized. The water is here. The earth is here. The trees are here. The rivers are here. Everything is in order. Because the Spirit of God moved. And God said, may God bring order into your life. In Jesus' name. Your life, there will be order in your life. There will be order in your life. Ladies, there will be order in your life. God will bring order into your life. Young man, there will be order in your life. Am I preaching? Some of you, ladies, you fall in love with anything in pair of trousers. You have anything at all. Anyone who wants me can come for me. No more, no more, no more. God is bringing order into your life in the name of Jesus. You will do well. You will do well. Some of you, you have spent money because there's no, anytime you get money, you just spend it by and waste it. But when order comes to your life, you become wise. You become a builder. You'll be a builder in Jesus' name. You know, when I walked into church and I sat down here, the first thing God told me, I just heard it, God told me to tell everybody here to make a plan to build a house. I don't know how. We're not doing anything related to building. We're not talking about building. But when I sat here, the first thing God told me clearly, tell everybody to make a plan to build. The young and the old, make a plan to build a house. Build. You'll be a builder. I say you'll be a builder. You will live in your own house. I'm telling you, I don't know how. You see, we're not talking about building at all. But when I sat down, when I sat here, so God told me, needed to tell every person here, the young and the old, plan to build, and you will build in the name of Jesus. Don't wait till you're 45 years old. you are 62, before you are building, at the age of 24, you will buy a land. You will buy cement small, small. You will buy chips of sand small, small. You will be a builder in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Because shape is coming to your life. Your friends are eating, but you are building. Your friends are spending, but you are building. You will do well. You will do well. You will do well. You will do well. What a word. What a word. The Spirit of God is brooding over your life. Brooding over your life. You will see profit in your business. I said you will see profit in your business. You will make profit in your business. You will use your money wisely. I said from today, use your money wisely. So if you, all you know is sitting in restaurants and eating, you get small money. Somebody gives you 60 CDs. You go and sit in restaurant and eat, and you're left with 5 CDs. But from now, you'll be a wise person. You'll be a wise person. I said, God told me to tell, listen, we are going to be dedicating houses in this church. Day 29, you have built your house. 32, you have built your house. 35, you have built your house. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You, because you are wise, because the Spirit of God is moving, it's called the Spirit of Wisdom. The Spirit of Wisdom is coming upon you. It's coming upon you. Some of you ladies will stop using your money to buy useless clothes that you don't wear. Say, Bishop, say it again. You see, some of you ladies, I'm saying that you are going to stop buying useless clothes you don't wear. You're sitting in your office because I'm saying clothes. High Target. You are buying High Target. Angelina, you are buying Angelina. You will not use it too. But from now, you'll be a very wise lady. Very wise lady. Very wise young man. Young man, you'll be a wise young man. I have a friend, a pastor. He didn't have any vision. When he gets money, he called all of us, Charlie, let me go and spread you. You stop that foolish spreading and you use your money wisely. I'm preaching. Amen. And God said, listen, you are moving to your own houses by the grace of God, by the wisdom of God, by the anointing of God. You will. You will. You will. You will. And when you take that one step, you see how God will open in doors for you. God will open more doors for you. You ask yourself, how did I build? How did I move here? Because you took that step, God endorsed his grace upon your life. You do well. And God said, and God said, and God said, and I'm speaking by the word of God. I'm speaking by the Spirit of God. I'm speaking by the instruction of God. Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout. Let's go back to, sit down, let me just finish with this. John 14:26. It said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom my Father will send in my name, he will teach you. The first ministry of the Holy Spirit is teaching, not making you fall down. I'll say it again. So fast we feel that, hey, when I went to a meeting, the Holy Spirit was moving and I fell down. The first ministry of the Holy Spirit is teaching. Falling and all of them are real. But I'm saying that the first ministry, just said that when I go, I will send a comforter and he will teach you. He will teach you. When you come to a church where we are teaching, it's a sign that the Holy Spirit is in the church. It's a good place to clap your hands for the Lord. Are you there? Somebody said, oh, me, I don't like to go to, I want to go to a church where the pastor will sprinkle water on me and kick me and then I'll roll. That's why I feel the Spirit of God. You are lost. Where the Spirit of God is, there's teaching. People sit down and they listen and they receive instruction and God directs their paths. May God give you a teachable heart. May God give you a teachable spirit. May God give you a spirit that a heart that is yielded to the word and instruction. I mean, say amen. Are you still here? Pray and say, Lord, give me a teachable heart. Say, Lord, give me a teachable heart. Say, Spirit of God, teach me. Teach me. Teach me. Anybody who has the Spirit of God, they read. They learn. They teach. Am I talking to anybody here? They can be taught. They can be taught. Yeah. The fact that you don't go to any of the schools after church means the Spirit of God is not working properly. I'm saying something. I have said it. I have all those who don't go to the schools, school of the word, school of solid foundation, school of victorious living, school of evangelism. If you don't go to any school, it means that the Spirit of God is not working properly in your life. Is that? That's how it is. That's how it is. When they say no school and you're clapping, oh, thank God there's no school. You see now? Yeah. That is why we have even started what we call school on the bus. The bus that draws people to the junction. When, from here to the junction, about 20 minutes. When you sit in the bus, a teacher will stand and begin to teach you school on the word, victorious living. We teach on the bus. Because we believe in teaching. You know, the Spirit of God is working here. Somebody said that, what about those who don't take bus and they walk? First, you're going to have walking, teaching and walking. Teaching and walking. Teaching and walking. In the name of Jesus. Everybody be teachable and you be a teachable, you have a teachable spirit. Amen. Because Jesus was teaching the people, two disciples on the road to Emmaus. He was teaching them. So you can walk and teach. Walk and teach. We see you off at your door and say bye-bye. By the time you get home, you have finished school of the word, chapter 1. Solid foundation, chapter 3. It's working. Are you there? But look at that scripture. Put the scripture up again. He shall teach you. He shall all things. Look, that's why when you see a young person who knows God, he's very wise. He talked. David says that you have made me wiser than my teachers. You have made me wiser than the ancients. It's not age, but the Spirit of God makes you very wise. Very wise. You take very wise decisions. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. It's not only spiritual things. So when you are spiritual, even school, you are able to retain the mathematics and the science questions in your and answers. You go to exam and you pass your exam. This man, Kenneth Hagin, he used to be last in class. When they are 60, he will be 52nd or 53rd. But after he got born again, so God filled him. He moved, became the first three in his class until he finished school. May the Spirit of God make you intelligent in Jesus' name. And bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. Now look at the amplified version of the Bible from this one, and then we close with this. But the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate, the strengthener, the standby, the Holy Spirit. Clap your hands for the Lord. So you see, when the Bible is talking about the Holy Spirit, he is a counselor. May he be your counselor in Jesus' name. He is a helper. For we know not how to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit helpeth us. The Spirit helpeth us in our infirmity. May the Spirit help you in your prayer life. May the Spirit help you in your walk with God. For we don't know what to pray for. But when it's time, the Spirit takes over and is helping you in your weakness. May the Holy Ghost help you. He's a helper. Lift your hand and say, help me, Holy Spirit. Say it like your voice is yours. Say it one more time. Say it one more time. He will help you. 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 Because that is his name. That is his name. Amen. He is counselor, helper, intercessor. 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 Amen. Interceding on your behalf. Interceding. If you offend me, Because I'm a Christian, I forgive you easily. But you see, if you need somebody to come and beg me, you need somebody who has my heart. Somebody who can reach me. Are you there? Sharon. Somebody who can reach me, who knows me. So if you come through my wife, you are likely to win. Very, very likely. Depending on our mood, depending on how she treated me last night. I mean, are you still there? It's very likely to win because I've come to somebody who knows me very well and who has my heart and who knows what type of food can reach my heart. They said the shortest route to a man's heart is through his stomach. What a shock. No, she knows what to do. The other day, we were asking a certain man to do something. And then the man's wife said, Bishop, leave it for me. Say, how we do it? So I said, leave it for me. Early morning, 5 a.m., I got a text. He said, Bishop, it's done. It is done. The work is done. Your answer has come because she has taken over. Are you there? 5 a.m., he called and said, Bishop, it's done. It's done. I got a text. It's done. The wife said, leave it for me. I know what to do. In the midst of the flying, and she put in the question. The man said, okay, I can give you my cocoa farm. What a shock! Are you still in church? Yeah. May the husband be your intercessor. Because he knows the mind of God. Put the scripture and then we are finishing with this. My God. He is also the advocate. Advocate is a lawyer. Someone who stands. He's an advocate. He's a lawyer. He goes to court. Lawyer, am I speaking the truth? He goes to court and speaks. And said, I am. When they call the case. And then he'll get up and said, okay, I am his counsel. And then the judge will say a few things. And sometimes we, the lawyers, we bamboozle people. I had a lecture in school. He says that when people come and see him with a court case, they have a trouble, he will show them a big book and a small book. And he'll ask them, do you want me to handle your case with a small book or the big book? So I want the big book. I said, okay, they pay well. What you pay will determine what book I use to defend you. What a show. Everybody wants a big book. The big book has stuff. Look, this is my counsel. Advocate on who speaks for you. May the Holy Ghost speak on your behalf. And then what? Strengthener. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from a wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee, just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus,
that's my
way. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let. I am weak, but thou art strong. I am weak, but thou art strong. The first verse.
Jesus, keep me from all wrong.
I'll be satisfied as long. Just a closer walk with thee. Just a closer walk with thee. May we walk close to Jesus. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord. May the Holy Spirit strengthen you. I said, may He strengthen you. May He strengthen you. May He strengthen you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You'll be strong. May He heal you of every disease. You will be strong. I said you will be strong. Literally say, I will be strong. Because the Holy Ghost is going to strengthen you. Do you believe it? I said, do you believe it?
Yeah.
When I look at this gentleman running around, following up people, he also has his own challenges. I've been to his house a number of times with some struggles, but he's strengthened to carry on. I say he's strengthened to carry on. What a blessing. Bible said that Jesus, see, the lady was giving the testimony. She was talking about all the challenges and all the struggles. When you see her acting, breast calamus, and all the funny things, you wouldn't know that as she's closing the time that we have ended service, and she there's no home to go to because the whole house is flooded. There's everything that they have, everything is, several times, there's nowhere to go to after church. But she's carrying on because the Holy Spirit has a way of strengthening you. You will never know what somebody is going through. You will never know. You will never know. You will never know. But the Spirit of God will strengthen you. When you see somebody dancing and jumping, it doesn't mean he doesn't have any problem, but he has the Holy Spirit who is strengthening. May he strengthen you in all your adversity. I said, may he strengthen you in all your adversity. Bible says the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness. Jesus was the wilderness. The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to be tempted. And he said, you will survive in Jesus' name. So I am a survivor. I am a survivor. And the final one, put it up again. Or we are done. Put the scripture up again, quickly. All right, let's stand to our feet. He says, stand by. He says, stand by. May he stand by you.
Amen.
You will never walk alone. Wow. Liverpool, they sing, we never walk alone. Yesterday, it was not easy for them. 3-3 draw. But you will never walk alone. Because there's somebody called a standby who is standing by you. In your exams room, in your interview, in that situation, may he stand by you. May you never walk alone, because he is the standby. Lift your hands and bless the name of the Lord right now. Bless his name right now. Say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. I ask him to fill me. Everybody lift your hand and talk to him for 2 minutes only. Just talk to him. Ask him, Holy Spirit, you are my counselor. You are my helper. You are my intercessor. You are my advocate. You are my strengthener. You are my standby. You are a miracle in my life. Bless your children. Bless everybody here. Bless your people. Bless them. Bless them. Stand by them. Stand by them in their crisis. Stand by them in their interviews. Stand by them in their trials. Stand by them in their challenges. Stand by them. Stand by them. Stand by them. Strengthen them. Be their advocate. Intercede on their behalf, O God. Help us, O God. Help us, O God. You are our counselor. You are our counselor. Lift your voice and pray 1 more minute. Ask him to be your counselor. Ask him to be your helper. Ask him to be your advocate. Ask him to be your strengthener. Ask him to be your standby. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. He will fill you. He will help you. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will preserve you. He will keep you. You will do well. Rekomahandiri Moshi. Mahandaka Batos Ibrahim. Malito Rokabande. Maskubraha Fatindiri Moshi. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you this morning. Be Holy Spirit, fill our lives. Fill us life. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Lift your two hands with me as we wrap up the service. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come. And your power. In your special. Let your hand go higher than your head as you sit together. Come. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come. Sweet Spirit, I pray. your strength and your power. Come in your own special way. In your own. For the very last time, come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit. Strength and thy power. Father, we lift our hands to you this morning. Hands are lifted to heaven. We invite the Holy Spirit to come in your own special way. Come in your own special way. Be our advocate. Be our counselor. Be our intercessor. We invite you to come and be our helper, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be our standby. We invite you. We invite you. Fill every space in our lives. Fill every formless part of our lives. Let our life take shape again. Let our marriages take shape again. Let our homes take shape again. Let our business take shape again. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come in your own special way. 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 Do only what you can do. Change our lives, oh God. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Lord. In your strength and your power. In your own special way. Come in your strength and your power. In your strength and your power. In your own special way. As every head is bowed, every eye closed here today, if you are here this Sunday morning, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. You know about Him, but you are not sure your name is in the book of life. You are not here. You are not sure whether you go to heaven or hell when you die. Somebody invited you, or you've come a number of times. Today, before we close, I want you to come to Jesus and let Him take control of your life. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here today and you want Jesus to come into your heart, you want to be born again, lift up your right hand and I shall pray for you quickly. I see your hands. I see your hand. Wonderful. Let it go higher than your head. I see several hands. So many of you. Let it go very, very high. Very high. Because today the Holy Spirit is here to change your life completely. 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 Lift your right hand up high. Father, thank you for all those who have lifted their hands up. Save them. Make them brand new people. If you have lifted your hand up, I'd ask you to walk from where you are and come to me now. Come to me in the front here. Come. Oh, yes. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and every joy sing. Every day, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away, He taught me how to watch and pray. Pray with me, everybody here, and the whole church, join us as we pray. Say, Heavenly Father, this Sunday morning, I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Wash away my sins. Make me your own child. I promise to serve you. I promise to love you. I promise to follow you the rest of my life. Jesus, show me how to love you. Help me to love you and to serve you and to follow you the rest of my life. From today, I am yours and you are mine. I will trust in you. I will believe in you. I will walk with you the rest of my life. Thank you, Father, for receiving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. I believe you have been blessed by the word of God today. I believe God has spoken to you and you have learned wonderful lessons for your life today. If you want to reach me, you can always call these numbers 0234-799-111. Again, 0234-799-111. Or you can also call 0279-747-173. That number again is 0279-747-173. If you call and the numbers are busy, please keep calling. Or you can also send a text to these numbers. You can also send me a message on Facebook, Bishop E.A.T. Saki. Or if you want to send a mail, you can also send it to bishopsaki@gmail.com. On Sundays, you can find me at the Kadesh Lighthouse Chapel International. The Kadesh is located on the Broadcasting Road on the way to Kaswa. You don't get to the Kaswa toll. It is towards the left. You ask anybody, where is the Broadcasting Road? Now, if you come up a little bit, you're going to find a beautiful tent, a huge tent. That is where the Kadesh is. Make the time and visit us at the Kadesh Lara's Chapel International, the tent on fire. I tell you, we're having exciting and amazing times in the presence of the Lord. You will be so happy, so blessed, and so inspired. I'll be there to meet you on Sundays, 8:30 in the morning till evening. I'm there all the time. I love you, and keep listening, and we'll see you at the Kadesh, the tent on fire. God bless you.